Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the Lucralla Working Group DNS Marketplace LAC Study, taking place on Tuesday, the 18th of October, 2016 at 2300 UTC. On the call today, we have Umberto Carrasco, Aida Nuebla, Maritza Aguirre, Carlos Ferro, Harold Artos, and Alberto Soto. We have listed apologies from Sylvia Erlin-Levy. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco and myself, Terry Agnew. Our Spanish interpreter today is Sabrina. If I could please remind all participants to please state your name before speaking, not only for transcription purposes, but also for our interpreter. With this, I'll turn it back over to you, Maritza. Please begin.
Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you very much, Terry. Maritza, you have the floor. Maritza speaking. Thank you, everyone. Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. Good evening. We are going to get this session started. This is the DNS Marketplace LAC Study Working Group, and I have posted the methodology for this working group in our chat room. This is a preliminary or introductory call because on Thursday we will hold a call focusing on the study on an item-by-item basis. So here we can see the methodology, the approach, the coordination of this working group, bearing in mind or in view of the closing date of this public comment period. The closing date is in 2 weeks' time, that is on November the 1st. So I'm also going to post a link, I am posting it as I speak, a link to the study, to the DNS Marketplace study. You have that posted in the AC room. And also, I would like to focus on our contribution to this study and how we're going to coordinate this working group. So if anyone would like to take the floor, please go ahead. The microphones are open. The floor is open. Please feel free to take the floor and make any suggestion, comment, contribution. Umberto, go ahead, please. You have the floor. Umberto Carrasco speaking for the record and running a quick audio check. Can you hear me? Sylvia speaking. Yes, of course. Go ahead, Umberto. Umberto speaking. Hello. Okay. Briefly, I see that this working group somehow or other, or at least the way I see it, is going to seek the opinion or Lacralo's opinion because there's another group being created by Carlos Gutierrez. Perhaps that other group is a little bit more cross-community because it engages people beyond the region. So this is what we try to do through or from Lacralo. So in this regard, then, we need to focus on this report and on providing input during the public comment period. As you can see, the closing date is scheduled on November the 1st, so we need to agree on whether we will be making a comment at Lacralo as a whole or in any other way. Thank you, Maritza. Maritza speaking. Thank you, Umberto, for your comment. Is there any other comment about the study, about the proposed methodology? Have you been able to check out the links posted in the wiki space, in the workspace for this group? We have posted links to access the ICANN announcement on the purpose of this study with some background information as well. So it would be, if you haven't checked the documents or reviewed the documents, we could agree on a methodology for this group because, as Umberto said, it's very important to decide whether we are going to make comments like a group as a whole or in any other fashion. I see that Aida is requesting the floor. Go ahead, Aida, the floor is yours. Aida, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Umberto speaking and Marita speaking. We cannot hear you, Aida. Marita speaking. Aida, we can't hear you. Perhaps you want to post your message or question in the chat room or your comment. This is Harold speaking. Can you hear me? Yes, Harold, we can hear you. Harold speaking. Thank you, and my apologies. I have some internet issues. My internet connection is not stable. Therefore, I am joining the call on my cell phone, and I can check the AC room whenever my internet connection is back. I asked for the floor because I believe it's worth noting our chair, Umberto's position, and I believe it is also worth mentioning or noting that this study includes interesting information. It reflects user habits in Latin America, in our region, and it also shows that we use social media to consume content, and we generate content as well. So generating or creating content is a driving factor in the DNS market. So in that regard, I believe that our observations, our perspectives, go hand in hand with the user perspective in the region. So we need to become the owners of the subject matter knowledge. There's plenty of knowledge within ICANN so as to learn how to turn the internet into a productive tool. And that marks the difference between simply using the internet and benefiting from it by turning it into a useful tool. So to sum up, we need to share knowledge, especially in those countries that still lack user associations. In the study, we see a diagram, we see graphic representations of this situation. So we need to focus on outreach efforts in these countries so as to raise awareness and raise interest in internet governance in those countries that still do not have user associations. And at the same time, we need to present a capacity building plan. There's plenty to do there. That was my comment. That's my comment. Thank you very much. Several speakers are overlapping. Carlos Vera now takes the floor. Carlos Vera speaking. I would like to know the scope of these groups' work. Is there any suggestion on how to proceed? Are we going to make a comment or comments on this study? That is, we need to define the scope of our work. What are we going to do? What are we going to focus on? Are we going to comment on the study, etc.? Marita speaking. Thank you very much, Carlos. If I may, I would like to say the following. This study is open for public comment, not only for people to review the content and make comments, not only to review the content, but also to make comments. And the time window closes on November the 1st. So the opportunity or the time window is now. And we need to indicate whether we agree or not with the content of the study. So we need to focus on how we're going to proceed. Unfortunately, time is of the essence. That's why we are scheduling these calls so as to have a deeper insight into this situation, this study, and work as a team. And to come with or come up with a joint position or comment. And apologies if I keep holding the floor, but Harold, I don't know if you are on the call. I have a question. I don't know if I can pose the question now, Harold. This is Harold speaking. Yes, my audio is enabled. My microphone is also enabled, and I am attentively listening to the call. Marita Güero speaking now. Thank you, Carlos. You and Vanda are members of an ALAC group, and you are able to make comments on this document. So the question is, do you have any substantive or additional comment or input to present so that we can join you and can support that comment, input, or position in the other group? Harold speaking. Please bear with me. I need to confirm that. Marita, can you hear me? Marita speaking. Yes, loud and clear. Harold speaking. Harold Arcos, for the record. Yes, together with Vanda, we are reviewing or we are performing a more detailed study because this initiative clearly focuses on Latin America. So our task is to summarize part of the analysis. I believe this is something we need to share with this working group, and I believe it would also be ideal for the region to come on board and see or determine if there has been or if there is any aspect of the study that has not been approached or addressed. Because perhaps, as we mentioned initially, or as I mentioned initially, there are certain findings that need to be further analyzed. For example, user awareness in terms of the DNS marketplace in the region. So we ourselves as users, we have some benchmarking elements like the graphic or the graph that we saw yesterday or that was shown to us yesterday. We have some elements like the fees that need to be paid for domain names. So that is in line with decisions on a regional market scale. We understand that we need to move forward towards becoming the, or towards ownership of that subject matter knowledge so that we end up with a healthy market in the region. So the expectation is to increase regional participation in this analysis that we are working on right now. Marita speaking. Thank you, Harold. Umberto, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Umberto Carrasco speaking for the record. Thank you. First of all, I want to check my audio. I see that you can hear me. Okay, thank you. Marita speaking. Yes, we can hear you. Umberto, please go ahead. Umberto speaking. Thank you. Following up on Carlos Vera's reply, I would like to say that I was reading the report, the study, and of course there's plenty to comment on, but I would like to focus on the relevant aspects for the Internet users. For instance, the price or domain name prices in Latin America, that is quite relevant. For instance, if we look at the CCTLDs, we see that there are sharp contrasts between or among different countries. So we also need to focus on the fact that in many cases there are monopolies in the marketplace, and we as users perhaps need to exert some pressure or encourage other mechanisms in order to foster or promote competition that will result in higher participation and, excuse me, my audio was choppy. So lastly, I would like to say that we are working on an initiative so as to protect domain name users regarding certain issues involving trademark holders. Perhaps we might replicate that initiative or those initiatives on a regional scale. Thank you. Marita speaking. Thank you, Umberto. Alberto, you have the floor now. Go ahead. Alberto Soto speaking. I would like to give the floor to Alejandro first, and then I'll follow. Marita speaking. Great, thank you. So, Alejandro, you have the floor. Alejandro speaking. Thank you very much. My apologies for joining late, for joining the meeting at a later stage. I see that the participants in this meeting also attended yesterday's meeting. I have a question and a comment. What's the desirable status or state that we want to achieve or reach in the domain name marketplace in Latin America? In some places, the fact that Harold is not that, the fact that growth is not that fast can be interpreted in different ways. We have new GDLDs that are growing quite fast, and that derives from two phenomena: defensive registrations on the one hand, trademarks, as Umberto was mentioning, that register domains to prevent the their use by third parties, and also We have some names such as dot X, Y, Z that are being very rapidly adopted or used. And that has to do with blocking phishing attacks, blocking spam, blocking botnets. This has to do with DNS abuse, and it's a real issue or problem. So we do need to ask ourselves about the desirable or ideal state of this marketplace before we decide on whether something described in the report is going too fast or too slow. And also, as mentioned yesterday, we have .rio and .ny in order to represent cities. And we see that public interest issues in some cases are not very clearly defined. For example, in the case of .ny, the city is controlling the delegation on the basis of public interest. That was mentioned yesterday, or something similar was mentioned yesterday in the case of .rio. So we should go deeper into those situations before we take a position, bearing in mind that we are focusing mainly on user interests. When somebody says that he or she is going to speak about the GAC and also promote domain name businesses, well, perhaps that is not in line with users' perspective. So we need to go deeper into the different positions and be able to discuss and analyze them. Thank you. Maritza speaker, thank you very much. Alejandro, Alberto Soto, you have the floor now. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you. I agree with Alejandro and Harold. The thing is that we have a structural problem, and as such, there are certain measures or steps that need to be taken, maybe simultaneously or some first than others, and others that need to be taken after another measure has been implemented, etc. But going back to what Alejandro said, in the case of .ny, well, let me tell you about Argentina. We started charging for domain name registrations, and we found that some people had, for example, about 2,000 domain name registrations related to trademarks, so that at a certain stage, the trademark holder would have to engage in negotiations with them. Also, we see a delay within ICANN in the treatment of certain GTLDs, for example, .health or .salud in Spanish. Well, we haven't engaged in the definition or the study of those cases. By way of example, recently, there was a study in Europe, and it was discovered that counterfeit medication was being used, and plenty of people passed away as a result of that. So this did not derive from .health, but it derived from people selling the medication inappropriately. So as you can see, lots of lives could have been saved if that had been defined properly. Then in terms of costs in the region and beyond our region, I attended a meeting with Olivier, and I see that the cost issue is similar. And cost means lack of content. As somebody else said, it means that we are network consumers, but we do not produce our own content. And If there is a domain that might be used to create content specific to our region, we see the tax haven domain hunters, to put it some way, that can grab the domains that would be useful to the community. Africa and Asia Pacific also share these problems. Thank you. Carlos Vera speaking. I would like to take the floor. Maritza, yes, go ahead. Carlos, you have the floor. Carlos Vera, for the record. Thank you. I agree with Humberto, Alejandro, and Alberto, and the interpreter apologizes, but Mr. Vera's audio is saturated and cannot be accurately interpreted into English. Carlos Vera is still holding the floor. So, this situation that I'm describing results in many fraudulent cases, and we see that in Brazil and Ecuador we have fake companies that have different domains, and the interpreter apologizes, but Mr. Vera's audio is saturated and cannot be properly or accurately interpreted into English. Carlos Vera is still taking the floor. So we see different fees for domain names, renewal fees, renewal policies, and the local operator will have to focus on this, address these issues, so that everything works better. Once again, the interpreter apologizes because Mr. Vera's audio is not clear enough to be accurately interpreted into English. And we need to focus on the current status of entities in charge of registrations. We see that we have universities, government, companies, that got tempted with the domain name business. And we see that in Ecuador and in other countries, Carlos Vera speaking. Yes, of course, my apologies. For 1 second, I forgot that we had simultaneous interpretation on the call. So, as I was saying, we need to focus on the structure, the legal status. We need to see if the entity is a company, an NGO, a government, because normally in small countries, we see that there are issues, certain situations that derive in monopolies, and also sometimes governments do not have a lot of information on the fact that they can be the domain name managers. So it would be interesting to see the evolution of the structure of the different registrars in different countries to see how this is evolving. For example, Colombia wanted, or there was a situation in Colombia because .co was going to be sold to the private sector in order to represent companies, and the Colombian government took some steps in order to avoid this. Thank you very much. Marita Agüero for the records. Thank you, Carlos. Before I give the floor to Alejandro Pisanti, I would like to go back to the agenda for this session or meeting. We need to organize this group. We need to see how we are going to work, because we will be holding a second call this week with Carolina Aguirre as a participant, and clearly we need to have reviewed the corresponding documents by then, and the time window to present comment closes in 2 weeks' time, so we need to define our methodology. Alejandro Pisanti, please go ahead if you were asking for the floor, or perhaps that was an old hand. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Marita, if I may, please do not get, when you take the floor, do not get that close to the microphone so as to avoid saturating your audio. Thank you. Marita Agüero speaking. Thank you very much, Silvia, for that suggestion. So, in any event, we can then focus on the methodology. We only have 25 minutes left before bringing the call to a close, and we need to define this, so the floor is open. Alejandro, go ahead, please. You have the floor. Alejandro Pisanti, and this is a new hand. Thank you. I think we are lacking a goal before we decide on anything else, an objective. We all joined this working group because we are interested in this discussion and we want to express our view, but maybe we need a clear objective that may be as brief as give an opinion that is representative of the region, but we do need this goal or objective. Maritza speaking, yes, of course. We can agree on the objective or goal. And I see Aida Noblia is asking for the floor. Go ahead, Aida. Marita speaking again. Aida, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Marita speaking. Aida, we cannot hear you. Marita speaking. Sylvia speaking. Aida, we cannot hear you. We see that your microphone is enabled, but we cannot hear you. Maybe you want to join on the phone. Because, okay, it seems we cannot hear Aida. So, Marita, if you want to move on. Marita speaking. Yes, of course. Alejandro, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. My apologies. I am used to another system in which the call coordinator lowers our hands after we have taken the floor. But I insist on our objective. We do need an objective, a goal. And also, I believe that the domain name marketplace, or one of the drivers of that marketplace, is a combination of several factors, including speculation. So there may be others that believe that these considerations need to be corrected, etc. I don't think it's a bad idea to engage in a brainstorming session so that we can quickly come up with ideas or a solution. And I am very interested in hearing Carlos Gutierrez's view on this and on the objective. Thank you. Marita speaking. Yes, Carlos, go ahead. Carlos speaking. My apologies, Alejandro. I was able to join the call only some minutes ago, and I had some audio issues. The way I understood it, the only goal or the only objective of having this presentation, which I couldn't listen to, and I assume was a very good one, well, I believe that the only goal is to make comments or contribute comments during this public comment period. They may be good, they may not be good, there may be a combination of both. In the GNSO non-commercial stakeholder group, a decision was made that we cannot engage in meetings of service sectors, partners or stakeholders, or we cannot engage in discussions on the auctions if we do not know what is happening in the region. We believe ICANN made a very considerable effort by commissioning these studies. So my proposal is, let us do our best, at least in La Crallo, so that by November 1st, we are able to say whether we liked or did not like this study, at least, because I believe this is an investment that ICANN is making in the regions, and we need to show our appreciation by expressing one or two comments or views. Marita speaking. Harold, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Harold Arcos, for the record, and checking my audio. Marita speaking. Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead, please. Harold speaking. So going back to the strategy and defining a strategy for this working group, since we have shared different views, and I said that we consume rather than create content, so my suggestion is that we should draft a goal or objective along the lines of what Carlos just said, but bearing in mind that we want to achieve or accomplish a view or perspective from the region so as to suggest the inclusion of new topics or the inclusion of improvements. Perhaps instead of using the word improvement, we can say include more items in future studies or widen horizons in future studies. Additionally, I would like to suggest the following. We could organize our proposals, etc., in the following way. We can divide our comment in an opinion part, sharing the different viewpoints, as Alejandro was saying, and then we could have another part called comments or devoted to comments. And perhaps there we can express or reflect topics that, although measured, require further measurement. And a third part of our comment or input may be a request section where we present or make direct requests for further studies, including the content of those further or future studies. And finally, I would like to maintain our perspective as users, because when it comes to the marketplace, as several colleagues have said, we need to be able, or what we are doing rather, is engaging in an analysis that at the end of the day will have no impact upon the user. So what we are doing is we are focusing on a niche market. So we are participating as isolated consumers, and our input would be another market study. So it's important to keep in mind these aspects that were brought up, that is, monopoly, characterization, lack of real information, lack of a real tool for the end user, not for companies, and always take care or be mindful of that perspective so as to avoid working for a market study with a final or end decision that will not have a direct impact upon the user. Thank you very much. Marita speaking. Thank you very much, Harold. So we might propose the following then. First of all, the working group needs to determine the items that need to be analyzed or completed, and we can also include Alejandro's proposals. We can make these comments or provide this input in our wiki space so that we can share everybody's views and comments. And taking into account that this Thursday we will be holding a second call, then this is a viable or a feasible course of action. There is a speaker that does not identify himself and is requesting that everybody else mute their microphones because of background noise. Sylvia, if I may, I believe that what Carlos Gutierrez, I believe that we can go along with that proposal. I can get in touch with Alejandro, and we can get ready so as to kick off Thursday meeting with these items already drafted. Maybe myself or somebody else can take care of that presentation, and I will be more than happy to join Thursday's meeting. And once again, my apologies for joining this meeting late. Marita speaking. Okay, that's great, Carlos. We can post the comments in the wiki workspace for this working group so that we can share everything, and if there's any further or additional content or document or statement or joint statement, we can also post it there, and we can work towards our end product. Alberto Soto, I see you're asking for the floor. Go ahead, please. Alberto Soto speaking. Yes, thank you. I have the following idea or suggestion. We need to analyze this study and make our comments, because as Umberto said, that is the overall goal. But I do believe that we need to break it down by themes or topics. We mentioned costs or fees, and that is a twofold issue. Carlos said that it is more competitive for him to buy a domain abroad and not in his own country. And the end user faces the same issue. Secondly, we see that there is a domain that may benefit a region, but we see that there is a tax haven that has the financial resources to take over that domain. That with regard to costs. Then we need to focus on DNS abuse. We need to focus on domain name sales. Alejandro mentioned two or three cases that should be taken into account. So I believe that if we follow that breakdown, we can move along very expediently. Thank you. Marita speaking. Okay, so Sylvia, please, if you could take this down. We are going to use the wiki to post the relevant items on which we are going to work. If someone shares any idea or material on our mailing list, I will take care of posting that to our wiki space, and I will liaise with Carlos Gutierrez, who very kindly volunteered to draft this document. And clearly, in order to be prepared for Thursday call, we need to gather more ideas, comments, input, with a focus on our objective, as proposed by Umberto. Marita Aguero speaking again. So as an action item and a deadline, between now and our next call, we need to focus on this action item. Is there any other, comment before we bring the call to a close? And once again, the floor is open for anyone willing to make any further comment or suggestion. Aida, go ahead, please. You have the floor. Aida speaking. Let's see if you can hear me now. Can you hear me? Maritza, yes, yes, we can hear you loud and clear. Aida speaking. I fully agree with the fact that, first of all, we need to define our goal or our objective, and I see that we have certain action items. We need to take into account the user perspective. We need to focus on costs or fees, which is also very important. And there are some findings in the report that may be useful in what we do in our analysis. One of the findings focuses on the way users use social media and are not aware of other elements online because of their lack of knowledge of the domain name system, which is partly related to cost. So that is my comment, and once again, I repeat that I agree with the other proposals. Thank you. Marita speaking. Thank you, Aida. Okay. We are taking down the different action items, the different suggestions, all of them related to our overarching goal, and We have, or our time window, it closes on the 20th, on Thursday. So we need to have something ready by then. With that, I would like to know if there's any further comment, question. And Aida is typing something in the chat room in terms of the end users. Yes, the idea is to analyze these items or these points, taking into consideration the end user. Also, we need to see what needs to be taken into account, documents, etc., between now and Thursday, and at a later stage, perhaps we can add further aspects. It's important that we take into account all these aspects and variables so as to come to a consensus position. We need to include lack of knowledge of the DNS marketplace. That is only inferred. And that will be part of the items or points that we have been discussing. And since we are a couple of minutes away from the top of the hour, these are the proposals then between now and Thursday, and once again, the floor is open for any further comment, questions, suggestions, etc. Carlos speaking. Do we know what time we're going to be holding the call on Thursday? Marita speaking. Yes, Carlos, at the same time. Same time as today. And also, we have Carolina Aguirre confirmed as a speaker, a guest speaker in our next call. Marita Aguirre speaking again. Well, if there are no further comments or questions, we are going to bring this call to a close, and we will continue working in our wiki workspace or on our mailing list, consolidating everything before we meet again on Thursday at 23 UTC. So if there are no further questions or comments, then I will bring this call to a close. Thank you all very much for joining. Thank you to our interpreter, to staff. Have a good evening. Thank you very much.
Thanks, everyone. Take care all. Thanks to the interpreters.
You're welcome, Deb.
Thank you. Once again, the meeting has been adjourned. Thank you very much for joining. Please remember to disconnect all remaining lines and have a wonderful rest of your day.